Dr. Muhammad Akhtar, Executive Director of the National Medical Association, welcome to Health08.org today.
My pleasure.
Now, when your organization approaches the improvement of our healthcare system, what is the most important issue that you feel like needs solving?
The issue is the health of the American people. America is a very diverse society. It's in fact the most diverse society that ever existed on the face of this earth. Anybody can come here and become American. So there are a lot of minorities. And the health of minorities is not very good. When their health is not good, health of the nation is not very good. And that's what we really need to focus on this. By 2050, all of these minorities are going to be a majority population. And we want to make sure that America has the most healthy and most educated people so we can compete in global marketplace and maintain our standard of living and our leadership in the world.
Now, these healthcare disparities are often very multifaceted. There's just not one quick fix. What are some of the different issues that you deal with when trying to reduce disparities?
Well, there are many factors, as you said, that contribute to these disparities. It's poor education, it's poor housing, it's poverty. But there are certain things in the health system that create disparities. For example, one-third of Hispanic are uninsured. They don't have access to care. One-fourth of African-Americans are uninsured. It's not only the insurance that we are concerned about, but also those who do have insurance. They may be covered by Medicaid. They may have a private insurance. There's no provider in their community. And so we have islands within our nation where there's no healthcare provider or very limited healthcare provider. As a result, the minorities can't have access to care, so they seek care late. And by the time they seek care, they're very sick, and their outcome is not very good, and it costs a heck of a lot to the nation.
So where do you start? You mentioned a couple of issues, health insurance, and then the number of providers and access to care in these communities. Where do you start to fix the problem?
I think from the top, we need to start with having the health insurance for everybody. Universal coverage is the need of our times. We are one of the few industrialized countries that does not provide health care to its people. And once you solve the health insurance issues, that then the providers will try to move into those communities where they are not now. They're not there now because if one-fourth of African-American are uninsured, a third of Hispanic are not uninsured, why would somebody open the office in those communities when they know that every third person coming in would not have the ability to pay? So we really need to make sure that that part is covered.
What is the biggest stumbling block in your mind to getting to universal coverage?
I think there are two stumbling blocks. The first one is the political will. The nation having the political will, the Congress, the administration, all coming together and saying, this is the year, this is the time, we need to solve this problem, and putting all the resources and their efforts behind solving this problem. The second part of this is the disagreement between the provider community, the physician, the hospital, the private plans. We can't agree on any one thing, and as a result, status quo becomes the norm. So one of the things that we are now working on very hard, the National Medical Association, is really bringing everybody around the table so that we could come to common consensus, and at least starting point is that the current status quo is not acceptable. We need to move from here and then really move forward towards providing universal coverage.
Now, in terms of universal coverage, that's something that has been talked about on the campaign trail. Are you surprised at all that healthcare has become the issue and been discussed to the extent that it has this time around in our election?
Not at all. I've not been surprised at all because the pain, all America has been feeling this all along, whether you are insured or you are uninsured. Because once you pass the uninsured number of people, there are people who are underinsured. So 90 million Americans are either uninsured or underinsured. So everybody has this sense that we really need to do something to really be able to have healthcare accessible to our people. And it shows in a democratic society, it'll always come up. But the real issue again is, after the election, is there a political will? Is there enough strong enough backbone in the Congress and in the administration to join hands and saying, this is the time, we need to provide our people universal coverage? Because if we don't, we would not be able to compete in the world marketplace.
So do you think this time around it will be different?
I'm very confident. I'm very confident. What I have seen among the medical community, even the business and the labor have come together. I mean, we really see this as a national problem. It's no longer the issue of those people or this group of people or this provider or that managed care organization. It is now issue for all of us, the providers and the consumers and the business community. So they all have come together. I think the real challenge is, do we have the political will? And can we hold this coalition together beyond this point saying the status quo is not acceptable, we need to move forward with universal coverage?
Now, you mentioned business and labor coming together, and one example of that is the Divided We Fail campaign, which you joined a couple months ago. Can you talk about why the National Medical Association joined Divided We Fail?
We recognize that as physicians, we are just one part of the, of this solution. And alone, we can't do anything of this magnitude. That requires a national effort. So we need to join hands with the like-minded organizations. And we have very enlightened leadership in the National Medical Association that decided we need to move out of our comfort zone, out of the medical community, and join hands with others who are trying to get the universal coverage, because at the end of the day, it is the political process. Only the politicians change the policies, and that requires a considerable effort by all parties to pulling their resources together.
And the device should clarify also that the Divided We Fail campaign wants to tackle a number of issues that our country is facing, but one of them is health insurance and health care costs.
Right.
So in terms of bringing together such a wide variety of viewpoints, what do you hope to accomplish by being a part of that coalition, and what do you think will come out of that?
I think two things will come out of it. One, that by having all of these folks together, pushing and pulling in the same direction, that Congress will get the message and the administration will get the message. This will become the top priority in the next Congress and for the next administration, and they will move in that direction. The second outcome will be that we will start to develop consensus on key issues, because devil is always the details. So we need to really come to some consensus on some steps that need to be taken so that whatever we implement is affordable by our country.
And let's say there is meaningful movement towards fixing our healthcare system in 2009. What are some of the issues for the National Medical Association? You have a seat at the table.
Right.
What are some of the issues that in your mind are not negotiable?
I think everything is negotiable. The problem is so big, it's so serious for our community, that we don't have any preconditions. You know, saying, oh, if you don't do this, we're not going to be on the table. No, we're going to be always on the table. We recognize that compromises have to be made, certain things have to be done first, something has to be done later. But we want to make sure that access to care is component of universal coverage. If everybody got the health insurance card today, but there's no provider who could provide them the service, you know, it would be meaningless, a piece of paper in their pocket. And we really don't want that. We want to make sure that there is a mechanism put in place that, yes, you have the health insurance, but we're also going to do something so that the providers will move, whether we provide incentives or do other things, so provider will move into those communities, and those communities will have the services that they need.
Great. Dr. Mohammed Akhtar, Executive Director of the National Medical Association, thanks for joining us today on Health
Thank
Awake.
Thank you for having me. Appreciate it.